Stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
All right, listen. Yesterday, I pranked a guy, and I realized very quickly, you never mess with a man and his brand new Porsche.
Yes, I would think so.
2.4 or 2.6 or perhaps even 2.8 million rand, he told me, in no uncertain terms. All right. We'll get that on for you next week. But today it's Throwback Thursday. And in spite of the news with e-tolls, we're going to revisit something. And this is a bit of a history lesson here. Because e-tolls came in to South Africa with a whirlwind under the radar in Johannesburg. Like it was there. We didn't even know that it was there, and it was there, right, Brad? You were there, we lived through it.
Yeah, when they were putting the gantries up, it was like, oh, cool, looks like there's some new infrastructure coming.
Some lights.
Going to be helpful.
Yeah.
Sorry, Darren, the way you say you lived through it like it was World War II.
No, it was.
It was. It was a moment in time.
We went to war, like we literally did, because we were just, we're not paying. No one's paying. I mean, and then it starts, and we're like, okay, but who signed off on this? No, apparently there was something. They put it in the newspaper. Anybody who opposes this, nobody read anything, and it went up. Cape Town was smart, though. Cape Town got it before we.
No, we shut that down very quickly.
Very quickly,
And then the next thing, there's ads coming up and ads all over the place. It's the right thing to do. Get an e-tag and pay your way. All these sorts of guilt-tripping things.
Yeah, and they people were saying, you were going to go to jail if you didn't get your tag and pay. There was like a lot of that sort of threatening things being said.
And as is customary, people were getting bills for millions of rands. Like the craziest bills. They didn't even, like, some people that didn't even have a car were getting bills for millions, and it was pay now.
A mess.
There were people that were getting bills for other people's cars. It was just absolute chaos. And then there were two types of people, all right? There were those who got e-tags, who we saw as the goody-two-shoe sellouts, and us maverick renegades that said we refuse.
Freedom fighters.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The e-tag freedom fighters.
Rebels without a cause, yeah.
We were the original EFF. And you would know if you'd, from Cape Town, had gone up on holiday, gone and hired a car. 6 months later, you'd get this bill for e-tolls because the rental company sent it to you, right? So it was chaos. That's what I'm trying to say. It was a nightmare. So now, finally, it's all said and done. So this was right in the thick of it, where I called this poor man. And he was literally feeling the frustration that everybody had. This is the sentiment right here. So in this call, I give every accent a chance, right? I'm trying to go through like at least 9 different accents here. But here he is, and I'm calling you from the, what was it called, Brad? They used to call it the e-toll recovery.
The helpline. So,
billing. Yeah, there were many, many names. Yeah. None of them ever worked. Yeah. But take a listen to this.
When are you going to knock, you know?
Right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Hello?
Good day, Mr.
Yes.
Good day, sir. I'm calling you from Sandral, from JVC.
Yeah.
So you've been handed over for unpaid e-tolls.
For unpaid e-tolls?
Yeah.
I haven't even received the invoice yet.
Okay, that's the story I'm hearing all day, sir.
No, no.
Because you currently owe 782 rand.
How much?
782 rands.
782?
Yes.
No, you must be out of your mind. I didn't even go anywhere. Send it through to me so I can have a look at it.
We've sent it via a text message on this number.
No, I didn't receive anything yet. Nothing. Zero. Zero.
So
you can't, I mean, how can I? Give me proof. So you can't just tell me I owe 750 rand for e-toll.
762. You drive the roads, you pay the bill. Simple.
Okay, you sent me the bill, I sign for the bill, I pay the bill. How's that?
How's about I send you the bill, you pay the bill?
Warning, warning, driver approaching gantry.
I can see on my system.
Driver proceeded through gantry 417.
You've just gone through another gantry now.
30 rand added to bill.
No, my friend, I'm standing, sitting inside my bloody office.
You've just gone through a gantry. It's just clicked over. It's now 7.
My friend, wait. Yes, it's here. Hello, say hello. Okay, I'm sitting inside the office.
Say, you could be sitting inside a car with four people.
Okay, wait. Wait. Let me...
It's 7.92 now.
Wait, I'm standing... Oh, don't tell me I'm driving. I know I'm not driving. I'm standing inside the office. Do you want to phone me in the office number?
No.
Let me give you the office number.
No. Okay. It's 7.92 right now.
How the f*** can I go gantry if my car is standing here in front of me? My friend, I'm standing here in front of my car. How the f*** can I go through a gantry?
And you're on your cell phone in the car, that's 100 rand fine.
Actually, you're in your f***ing steering. I'm going to toss by my coming. 100 rand fine, but I'm on my cell phone. F*** you, man. Get my f***ing bell.
I told you, that Oki's mental. I'm telling you, he's got a... And he's a, he looks like a little Italian, a fat little Italian. He's mental, that Oki.
Hello, Mr.
Warning, warning, driver approaching gantry.
Hey.
Driver proceeded through gantry 418, 50 rand added to bill.
Tell me nog een keer die oor my. Ek gaan haal jou uit jou kantoor. Jy moet my kyk, man. My sal in tos praat nie. Fuck your come on. Don't send me from a private number.
It's from my switchboard.
Your switchboard's a massive man.
Sir.
What's your f***ing number? As you need f***ing call him, what's your number, man? What's it?
Mr.
Hey, Futek. If you say one more time Ito, I'm going to put my fist through your Ito face.
Ito.
Carry on.
Ito.
Carry on, my good friend. Carry on.
Ito.
Who's I'm going to trace his number.
Okay,
give me 10 minutes. 10 minutes, and I'll have someone at your place.
He's going to kill me. Hello, Mr. Ito.
Hey. Lee, I can't feel sure, mate. I'm busy typing a message for the guys to go and check who the phone is me now.
Okay, I'm sorry, man.
Guess who's speaking, buddy. Guess who's speaking.
Can only be Nikesh.
No. Have another guess.
Brandon?
No.
I've got no idea.
He works on the radio.
No. No.
Cockroach.
No.
I'm gonna get you.
No, man. Seriously, no. Wow. My mother will disown me. No, man. No. Wicked, you can't do that, man. I'm a man of the church. Now you believe that.
And so a chapter ends.
Oh, file that in the archives.
No more Etols.
Piece of history, that.
As of 11th of April 2024, it's gone.
Goodbye.